In the studio with me today are Christy Prescott and Jeff Ramey, and they are part of the Cooper Gulch Common Grounds Collective. Did I say that wrong?
No, I think you've got it, Katie.
Got it. Good. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hello.
Thank you for having us. It's great to be here and to share what we're doing with Cooper Gulch Common Grounds and invite the rest of the community to participate.
So tell us what you've been doing for those who don't know.
Well, we are a community group that's working in partnership with the city of Eureka to make Cooper Gulch Park a more valuable resource for the diversity of the community segments in our community.
And it's about 33 acres, is that what you told me?
Yes.
Yeah, about 33 acres. It's a huge plot of land. For those of you who can't see the map that I'm looking at, it's pretty amazing. It looks like it connects a bunch of different neighborhoods together.
It definitely does. That's one of the unique aspects of Cooper Gulch Park is its central location in the city and the connectivity through greenways and the gulches that kind of connect through over to Eureka High School and more towards the waterfront. And so it's a vital access point, I believe, for the city.
So what are you trying to do with this? Exactly. What do you want to have happen?
Well, when we first got together, this community group, we had a series of three meetings where we came together on our vision and our mission. Mm-hmm. And we really, our vision for the park is just that it is a cherished community space that offers a variety of recreational activities in balance with a healthy ecosystem. So we asked ourselves, well, how are we going to get there? How are we as a small community group going to facilitate this? So we made our mission is really to facilitate the development of a community-generated master plan. So over the past year, we've been working to solicit input from the larger community on what are the types of things that you would like to see here. Who's currently using the park? Who's not using the park? What do we currently think is working really great in the park, and what are some areas that we can improve upon?
And what did you find out? Because you just did a survey, right? So what did you find out from the people who you surveyed?
I wanted to thank everybody who participated in the survey because we really had an outstanding response. We had over 500 responses.
That's a lot.
It was.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And the really interesting thing about the survey is that people were kind enough to share a little bit about themselves and their age and gender and other classifying information. So we can really look at the information that people shared by different perspectives in the community and see. For example, generally, who's using the park and who's not using the park and what are those activities? So it was interesting to see that for the people who are using the park, some of the big things that they really like about it is, you know, it has a world-class skate park in it. That really is a great avenue for youth and adults to play. And a lot of people are using it for dog walking and just general nature viewing. So the elements of common themes coming up is that people really appreciate this active recreation experience and the wildland experience that they also have in Cooper Gulch Park.
And so tell me, are there trails through here?
Yes, there's trails throughout the green belt areas. The perimeter of the park is kind of encircled by a 9-hole disc golf course.
And really?
Then so there's a disc golf course that starts right about at the community center and kind of goes around the outskirts of the ball fields and up into those green belt areas. There's also connecting trails that go to 13th Street, 11th Street, and P. There are some other opportunities that we're looking at to add more connectivity to that, going towards the high school on 14th Street. So one of the unique things about the park, like I mentioned before, is that connectivity and safe routes to different places.
Yeah, and how can you ensure it's going to be safe, though, too? Maybe a question.
I wanted to share that of our respondents, let's see, a little bit more than, less than about a third had visited the park regularly. Okay. And so a great number hadn't, but our survey was really designed to solicit some information about, you know, what would get you there.
Yeah.
And so safety and concerns about that was one of the top rating concerns that deterred people from visiting the park. Mm-hmm. So getting ideas about what would make people feel more comfortable and welcome there. The ideas that we heard back that were most popularly supported across all demographic segments was just getting more people to the park, mm-hmm. and then having a reason to go to the park. So this is all about, you know, what are those elements that are going to attract those different segments of the community and make it a pleasant and welcoming place to be.
Yeah. And how did you two both get involved in doing this?
Christy came to one of our Open Space Parks and Recreation Commission meetings and talked to us about the park and was very passionate about getting some things done there and getting the community group involved. And from the city standpoint, it was inspiring that we had a community-driven effort to make some improvements and plan for the future of the park. And so from the city's perspective, it was kind of a shot in the arm and refreshing to have community members coming to you that want to help implement some of these great ideas and instead of complaining, you know, and actually coming and doing something about it.
Right.
And so we welcomed them with open arms. And then Christy started inviting us to their meetings. And from there, things have snowballed, definitely.
So
And I just want to say how appreciative I am and encouraged by the level of support that the city of Eureka has given in making this come together, and especially looking forward to our event coming up on October 1st, which is Play and Plan Day. We definitely wouldn't be able to pull off this event without the full support of the city. And so I wanted to make sure to invite everybody to come out to Cooper Gulch Park. That's in Eureka, 1720 10th Street. And we're going to be having events from 9 until 4:30 that day. And what we'll be doing is, in addition to a lot of fun activities I'm going to tell you about, we're going to be diving a little deeper into what we heard back from the community through the survey and talking more about community priorities and values and brainstorming design ideas for the park, all to go into the development of our master plan.
Excellent. And we're about out of time. It looks like you've got a whole... go ahead. Give your website, yes. You've got a whole slew of things coming up, though, on October 1st. There's a listing of it. So how do people find out more?
We definitely want people to go to our website at coopergulch.org and check that out. We have a list of activities that include skateboard demos, self-guided tours. We have a historical tour of the cemetery. We have lawn games and children's activities. We also have Zumba and body combat and Aikido classes out there, and Pokemon Go, which has been a really popular geocaching game, is going to kind of assist us in getting people to certain locations in the park. Again, you can go to coopergulch.org to check out that list of activities.
And I just wanted to also mention that we'll be having a park cleanup in the morning with volunteer trail stewards and Packout Green Team at 9 a.m. And Los Bagels has been kind enough to donate some bagels. So please come on out if you're looking for a bagel and a reason to get dirty.
I want to thank the two of you for coming in and talking with us today. We are out of time. Christy Prescott and Jeff Ramey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katie.